ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवै गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय ददालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजराजशिखं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे दमनपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री शिव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग दंडवत प्रणाम से द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इतलाय श्रीवन भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोसाई महाराज श्रीवृदय इतलाय श्रीवन भक्तिवेदान श्री वामन गोसाई महाराज श्रीवृदय डायर रूपानंद गौरी गुरुवर्ग ऑल द वैष्णवस एंड वैष्णवीज प्रेजेंट माय गार्जियंस स्पेशली। सो द क्वेश्चन बीइंग आस्क्ड इज हाउ डिड महाप्रभु गिव दिस व्रज प्रेम थ्रू दिस पास्ट टाइम ऑफ द रथ यात्रा। And we hear that during this Rath Yatra, Nityananda Prabhu himself would not touch Mahaprabhu whenever he would fall to the ground unconscious. Why? Because then Mahaprabhu, he was absorbed in Radha Bhav. And at that time, wherever Srimati Radhika is, then Nityananda Prabhu will not be there. That is Baladev Prabhu. Also we hear that why did Baladev and Subhadra come in the Rath Yatra in the first place? So here we see there is a Tattagat Vichar and Rasagat Vichar. If you look from the Tattagat Vichar, then you will see Baladev Prabhu, he comes first because he is Guru Tattva. And then Subhadra Devi, she is like Bhakti Devi herself. So then she comes. When you follow Sri Guru, then Bhakti comes. So first comes Sambandha. Then comes Abhideya, because Bhakti is the Abhideya. Because in Abhideya we always see there is the Upasak, the worshipper, the Upasya, the worship, the worshipped and the Upasana. That is Bhakti, Bhakti itself. So there are three stages, there are three different classifications here. So therefore we see that first there is Sambandha, which Sri Guru gives, and there is Abhideya, which is the process to achieve Prayojan. And what is Prayojan? Krishna Prem itself. That is Jagannath. He appears in the last. So from Tattagat Vichar, you see, this is how the chariots come. But if you see from the Rasagat Vichar, why do they appear in such a way? Because Jagannath, during his Annavasar Kal, he tells Lakshmi Devi that now I'm very sick. I need to get some fresh air. So I have to go outside. So then Lakshmi Devi, she tells him, you're going alone. She becomes suspicious. But he says, no, I'm also taking my brother and sister. So this is like consolation to Lakshmi Devi. Shantavna. Means he was saying, all right, I'll take them also. So then Lakshmi Devi, she was pacified. She said, all right, he's taking his brother and sister as well. But still we see that why did he take Baladev and Subhadra? Because when he would enter Braj, at that time, it is said that first Baladev Prabhu, he came to Braj. At that time, all these Sakhas who were waiting for Krishna, they were met by Baladev Prabhu. All these Sakhas and all these elderly Vrajavasis, they were met by him. And Baladev, he started pacifying them, saying, don't worry, Krishna will come very soon. And then Subhadra, what did she do? She stopped in Nandagaon and she started pacifying Mother Yashoda and all the other gopis of Raj, the elderly mothers of Raj, like Variyasi, Yashoda and the wives of Nanda Baba's brothers. She started pacifying them. And she started saying that, my brother, he'll come very quickly. So in this way, then when Krishna came, Immediately he went to where Srimati Radhika was. He did not even stop to see Mother Yashoda or Nanda Baba or all the Sakhas. Immediately he went there. Because Srimati Radhika, she was in the 10th stage. This is called Mrityu Dasha. So this Mrityu Dasha is like the last stage of separation. Now in this Mrityu Dasha, if one doesn't have the darshan of one's beloved, then surely the life airs will depart from one's body. Now anyhow they're clinging on. So then Krishna immediately went to where Srimati Radhika was. And then we heard that conversation that Srimati Radhika is saying that if I leave my body, then the air in my body should mix with the air in Nanda Bhavan, so that Krishna can breathe that air. And you must hang my body to the branches of a tamal tree, so that when I'm leaving my body, at least I can be reminded of Krishna while embracing this tamal tree. Also the fire and all the elements in my body, water should mix with the elements of Nanda Baba's courtyard, Prangan. So that these elements, they can, through these elements, I can touch Krishna. So therefore, Krishna immediately, he rushed where Srimati Radhika was. We see here, he did not even stop where Mother Yashoda and all the other Sakhas were. He made Baldev and Subhadra stop there. Like we see that when Krishna sent Uddhava to Braj, there he told Uddhav that Uddhav, you must go pacify the Vrajavasis. But actually, did he really want Uddhav to pacify Nanda, Yashoda and the Sakhas? He especially wanted Uddhav to pacify the gopis. And amongst all the gopis, he wanted him to pacify Srimati Radhika. And what did Krishna do? He wrote one letter and he gave to Uddhav, saying, Uddhav, go and give this letter to the gopis. So here we see, did he write any letter to Nanda, Yashoda or to the Sakhas? He has lot of prem for them also. It's true. But still the gopis and especially Srimati Radhika, they have so much mamata for Krishna that no one else has. Because this mamata is the primary characteristic of prem. So when he wrote this letter and he sent it through Uddhav, he told Uddhav that don't add any interpretation to this letter. As I've written this letter, read this letter in the same way that I've written to Srimati Radhika and all the gopis. Don't add your own interpretation. But in spite of Krishna giving that warning to Uddhav, still we see that letter was perceived in three ways. First is the letter that Krishna himself had written. That has one mood. Krishna is writing that letter in one mood. And when Uddhava is reading that letter to the gopis, he is reading in another mood. It does the same words, the same paper, but still he is reading in another mood. And similarly, in the same way, when the gopis are listening to this letter, what Krishna has written, they are perceiving in another mood. Like Krishna is telling the gopis that, know that I am always with you, that I have never left you, and try meditating upon me. And then when Krishna is saying this, he is saying in one mood. Krishna is actually here teasing the gopis. But when Uddhava is speaking the same instruction, he is actually thinking Krishna is speaking the truth. That Krishna is Parabrahma himself, he is inside, outside, everywhere, so the gopis should meditate on him. So he is speaking that same letter in one mood. And then when the gopis are listening to this, they are realizing that those same words in another mood. They become manvati then. They become absorbed in man. What is Krishna saying? We want to forget him and he is telling us to remember him. That to always meditate upon him. So Krishna is actually teasing the gopis here. And then Uddhava, he is speaking in that way, saying, oh, always meditate on Krishna, is Parabrahma himself. So in this way we see that Krishna always, his heart is always where the Rajadevis are, where Srimati Radhika is. His heart is only there. So he sent in this way, he sent Baldev and Subhadra first from Tattvagat Vichar to establish this Tattva during the Ratyatra festival, that Sambandh Abhidev Prayojan is had, and from Rasagat Vichar to like cheat Lakshmi Devi, and also so that the other Vrajavasis can remain occupied with Baladev and Subhadra, and then he can immediately go to where Srimati Radhika and the gopis are. Immediately. And therefore it is with this mood that Mahaprabhu was there, dancing in front of Jagannath. uttering such wonderful verses like this Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmavado. And you see the last line of that verse, it says, Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kamadevan. That's Susmita Sri Mukhena, Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kamadevan. That when Krishna is smiling, what does he do? Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kamadevam. He is that Kamadev who is increasing that calm of the Vraja Vanitas. Especially here, it is said Vrajapura Vanitanam. Those Vanitas of Vrajapur, not of Mathura, not of Dwaraka. Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kamadevam. He is that Kamadev who is only increasing that calm, that prem. So when Mahaprabhu is reciting all these verses, what will Baladev Prabhu think when he's in there in Srimati Radhika's mood? Because we see in that particular Prakash, Baladev Prabhu, he's maintaining some maryada, in some etiquette. Like we see even when Krishna was in Mathura, when Kubja was pulling on Krishna's cloth, Baladev Prabhu became very disgusted and he left. Did not even want to stay there. Because he has to maintain certain maryada there. So similarly here also, when Mahaprabhu is reciting all these verses, glorifying the gopis there, like he cannot even utter the name of Jagannath. He's saying Jaja Gaga Jaja Gaga. He cannot even utter the name. So what will Baladev Prabhu think? And we see Nityananda Prabhu, he is there in that mood as Baladev during the Rath Yatra. All the way here, Nityananda's Ananga Manjari herself, still that mood is predominating at that time. This mood as Baladev. In Jagannath Puri especially. Why? Because we see when Nityananda Prabhu, when he followed Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu was coming from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, and after Mahaprabhu fainted and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya took Mahaprabhu away, then Nityananda Prabhu, when he saw Baladev's Vigraha, immediately jumped up and he started embracing this deity. And the Pandas were thinking, what is he doing? And they tried to take Nityananda Prabhu away from there. But Nityananda Prabhu, he just pushed the Pandas away. And he continually embraced that deity of Baladev. Why? Because he was realizing that same mood, not as Ananga Manjari, but as Balabhadra, the brother of Krishna here. Because this mood of Ananga Manjari is very confidential. It is not always revealed. Especially in Gaur Leela, it is not always revealed. It is very, very hidden, very covered there. You know? So in this way, Mahaprabhu, when he was reciting all these verses and when he'd fall unconscious on the ground, then if Nityananda Prabhu were to be there in this mood as Baladev, then what would happen? If he would touch him, it would be like Rasabhas. It would be like Rasabhas, no? Because we should be very careful. We see that there's so many different categories of this Rasabhas also. Like there's Anuras, there's Viras, there's Rasadushta. So many different kinds of rasabhases. Like we say, when Krishna was running away from the battlefield, then Jarasandha was teasing Krishna so much. Hey, Rancho, you thief. He was abusing him so much. This is called Rasdushta. And Anuras means some rasa which is not directly related to Krishna, but still, because it is taking part in Krishna Leela, it is called Anuras. Like we say that when the gopis saw Kakati, this monkey, female monkey, then they started laughing at this female monkey, saying, oh, look at Kakati, always creating so many nuisances, you know, creating so many disturbances. So you see here, this rasa is not directly related to Krishna. They're actually teasing Kakati. But still, because this Leela is taking place in the Kunjas of Vrindavan, it is called Anuras. Somewhere it is related there. And then there's Uparas. Uparas means it is very near to the rasa, but still not directly related to Krishna. Like we see when the gopis also, especially when Srimati Radhika and her gopis, when they started adopting this mood of being dakshinya, submissive, then this was like uparas. This is not directly related to the rasa, sthai bhav. It was somewhere near to that sthai bhav, dakshinya bhav. So therefore Krishna, he left the rasa dance and he left. He said this is not Radharani's mood, being dakshinya. When Radharani starts saying, Ha Nath Ha Ramana Preshta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabuja. And she starts saying, where are you? Give me darshan. Darshaye Sake Sannidhim. Please come near me and give me darshan. This is called Uparas. Because Radharani is in a very dakshinya mood here. So when there are so many different categories, like Anuras, Uparas, Rasadushta, and like Rasabhas, then if any mood would come there and cause some disturbance within Mahaprabhu, then Baladev Prabhu cannot tolerate. And we see that especially in Gaur Leela, there is one speciality. What is that? There is only Dasiras in Gaur Leela. There is no even Sakyaras, no Madhurya Bhav there, only in Dasiras. Everyone is serving Mahaprabhu only in Dasiras. They will only do whatever is necessary to augment Mahaprabhu's mood, to complement Mahaprabhu's mood, not anything that will cause any disturbance to his mood. So everyone is in Dasaras. Radharani is also in Dasaras as Gadadhar Pandit. Baladev Prabhu is also in Dasaras. Although in Braj we see he has Vatsalya and Madhurya, Sakya, everything, but still here he is only in Dasaras. So everyone is there only in Dasaras serving Mahaprabhu there. This is his Leela there. He is Paramakarun Rasik Shekhar. Because we see that he is Rasik Shekhar, he is relishing all these different sentiments there, but he is also Paramakarun. He is supremely compassionate. But still then we see, if he is Rasik Shekhar, then how is he absorbed in Radha Bhav? No. Because if Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath's chariot, then he is in Radha Bhav, then how can we say he is Rasik Shekhar? Because we see, when he is chanting there, in this mood of Radha Bhav, he is actually in this mood of being Anekras. There. Because we see, Krishna is Rasik, and he is also Rasaswarup. Means he also tastes Rasa, and he is also the embodiment of all Rasas. When he is Rasa Swarup, then he is Ekaras. And when he is Rasik, he is Anekaras. So when he is in this mood of Ekaras, then everything is in him. But when he is in this mood of Anekaras, then he wants to relish all the sentiments of his devotees. So much so that he especially wants to relish the sentiment of Srimati Radhika herself. Because in Sanskrit there is one term called Kaimutik Nyai. Kaimutik Nyai means this logic of increasing one definition more and more and more and more and more. Like previously, the Vaishnavas, they asked one question saying that, is this Radha Bhav present in all the Panchatattva? This question they asked some days before. No, is this mood of Srimati Radhika Halladini Shakti present in all the five members of the Panchatattva? So how can we answer this question? Is present there in all the five members of the Panchatattva? Radha Bhav is present in all the five members of the Panchatattva. But according to Kaimutik Nyai, it is present to the highest degree in Sriman Mahaprabhu, in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you see according to this Kaimutik Nyai. But still it is present to varying degrees in all the other four members of the Panchatattva. So here when Mahaprabhu is dancing in Radha Bhav, then he is absorbed in his Anekaras there. And he's calling out to Krishna in this mood of, he's calling out to his own self in mood of Srimati Radhika's separation therein. And in this way, what is he doing? Mahaprabhu, when he gives prem to everyone, he gives prem in three ways. One is by his glance, alok, alok darshan. And one is by his words, vachik. And one is by his associates. So you see here, if Mahaprabhu, he told Jaga and Madai, you should have prem. And they immediately had prem. This is called vachik. And then by his associates, he gave prem to so many. By Roop Sanatan and Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda. And then by his glance, he gave prem to so many. When he went to South India, how did he give prem? By his glance especially. Just by looking at the people there, he gave Krishna prem. So during this Ratyatra Prasang here, we see he is giving Krishna prem in three different ways. This is the speciality of this Leela. In this Ratyatra Prasang, he is giving prem with combinedly, by his glance. Because Mahaprabhu, when he is weeping in separation, what is he doing? These tears are shooting from his eyes like a syringe. Like a syringe, these tears are being shot from his eyes and it's bathing everyone in these tears. And everyone is achieving prem. And anywhere he's looking at, he's giving prem to everyone. And there, when he's chanting all these kirtans and all these verses by his words, he's giving prem to everyone. And he's giving prem also by his associates. Because when he's dancing there, all his associates are also dancing. And anyone who's taking the dust of the lotus feet, they're also getting prem in this Ratyatra Leela. So anyone who takes part in the Ratyatra Prasang is sure to get prem there. No doubt whatsoever. And this way Mahaprabhu, while also relishing this Radha Pranay Mahima, Kidrishovaneva, Sadhya Yanadbhuta Madhurima, Kidrishova Madhya, Saukyam Chasya Yad Madhanubhava, there you see these three desires of Srimati Radhika, he is also relishing there in the Ratyatra, and also this Anarpita Charim Chirat Sobhakti Shriyam, this also he is giving to everyone. At the same time, he is relishing the three moods of Srimati Radhika there, and he is also giving this Sobhakti Shriyam there. But we see in the Gambira Leela especially, he's only relishing the Pranay Mahima. But he's not giving this Anarpita Charim Chira, Sobhakti Shriyam. But in the Ratyatra Prasang, in all ways he's giving this Anarpita Charim Chira, Sobhakti Shriyam. So therefore, this Ratyatra is a very magnanimous pastime. It is with this intention that Mahaprabhu started this Ratyatra Prasang, so that he give prem to everyone. It is not even like Naimitik Leela. Because we say that Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi is being described as Naimitik Leela. But is Ratyatra Prasanga Naimitik Leela? That we must think. Because what is the Ratyatra? Like we just heard now, for 9 days, when Jagannath is in the Gundicha, all the 9 limbs of devotion is being given by Mahaprabhu. So how can this be like Naimitik Leela then? Because in eternal Shvetadeep also, what is Mahaprabhu doing? He's doing Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Vandan, Archana, Vandran, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. And the same thing he's doing here also. So how can this be Naimitik Leela then? This is also Nitya Leela. The only Naimitik Leela there is Mahaprabhu accepting sannyas. This is Naimitik. But this is not Naimitik. This is also Nitya. So these pastimes have a very deep confidential understanding that we'll have to realize by associating with the Vaishnavas and by practicing sadhana bhajan. Mancha kalpataru vishya kripasandhya tanam pavne pivashne.
So now we're doing Smaran Kirtan of all these deep understandings of the Ratyatra. As much as Bhagavan mercifully reveals himself to us and manifests this Rasvichar and these Leelas, then that much our good fortune is increasing. Or else, by sadhana, you cannot understand all these confidential things. You cannot enter into this realm of such understandings. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he came to Jagannath Puri, you see the Kali Yuga, Shudra Jivas, they are always absorbed in their anger, arrogance, lust, all these anarthas. They have no sadhana bhajan. They have no this ruchi for shuddha sadhana. And they don't care for sadhus. You see, even Bhagavan himself appeared as Mahaprabhu, as the greatest sadhu. Still they criticize even Mahaprabhu also. And you see, they're criticizing the bhaktas so much. So when Mahaprabhu in the Ratyatra, when he saw that this is a very nice way to deliver all the jivas, to deliver the jivas and to give them this Braja Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu, first of all, he started this Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. He saw that the jivas have no ruchi. So Mahaprabhu started this Nam Sankirtan loudly. Not alone, with 7 sampradayas. And standing in front of Jagannath, behind Jagannath, and from all 4 sides. There he is giving all this Bhagavat Ras, Prem Ras, Priti Ras. So taking this, Mahaprabhu, he was distributing to everyone this Prem Ras, Priti Ras. Because we see his Raso Vaisa. In the Ras Leela, when he was present in the Ras Mandal, he was making everyone follow this Rasa. Making everyone's hearts very pure. And then full of this enthusiasm. Similarly, during this Ratyatra time, Mahaprabhu, by this Sankirtan Ras, He made everyone immersed. He immersed everyone. Like wherever his glance would fall, he only sees. Wherever he would see, he is only seeing his Pran Priyatam, beloved Krishna. Any living entity, any jiva would take part in this sankirtan, would do shravan, what would happen? This bhava of Mahaprabhu is being given out everywhere, is being distributed everywhere there. There is no such place. Because to see Jagannath Naratha, what would he say? Mane Hriday Man Morvan Vrindavan Mane Vane Ek Gari Vane. That oh, I'm taking this Prabhu Pran Priyatam on the chariot of my heart and I'm taking him to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu was dancing on all four sides of the chariot. Then first he was doing this Mahamantra Kirtan and then he was saying Saito Paranatha Paino Jalagi Madanandana Juni Gaino. Oh, I received my Pranath's association for whom I was worshipping him. No, I'm taking my Pran Priyatam and I'll go to Vrindavan. Guruji would always say this in Harikatha, that when Baladev Prabhu came to Braj, when he returned and told Krishna everything that happened in Braj, Baladev Prabhu from his own heart, he revealed Krishna from his heart and made everyone meet Krishna. But this Milan was only for a short time. This is not everlasting. He met them and he made everyone happy by Krishna's presence and he said, I'll bring Krishna here. And this condition, Nandamata, Yashoda, Nandababa Yashoda, Giriraj Govardhan, Yamuna, all the gopis and gopis, Gopas, gopis, he would explain everything to Krishna. Krishna would become so absorbed and he left eating, drinking, became very sick. He covered himself by a cloth and there he was, stopped eating, drinking, and he was just lying down there, just crying the whole time, covering himself with a cloth. And there you see Gomati Ganga manifested from his eyes. And seeing his condition, then you see the condition of Dwarka, the condition of all the queens there. At that time, Baladev Prabhu, he heard. And then Baladev Prabhu, when he saw Krishna crying, he said, oh, Krishna is only acting. He is not crying actually. He is only acting. He is very hard-hearted. If he really had prem towards Braj, he can go, he goes all around the world. But he, except Braj, he goes anywhere, everywhere. He cannot meet with everyone. Why can he not call the Rajavasis here? Calls everyone here. Why can he not call the Rajavasis and meet with them? But still he is a hypocrite. He thinks that, oh, how can I show my face to the Rajavasis? I went once and I saw, saying, oh, I'll come back the day after. That's what he told the Rajavasis. But now you see, more than 100 years have passed. But still he is not met with the Rajavasis. At least remember the Rajavasis. Now he is the king of kings. Saying, oh, how can I go bare feet? How can I touch their feet? How can I sit with them and eat prasad them? Before I was a coward boy, I used to wander in the forests. But now I'm a king, how can I go there? Show my face. And Baladev Prabhu was saying, oh, until yesterday you were stealing from the homes of the gopis. You were going cowherding and now you become the king of kings, huh? So now you don't want to meet with your old friends. because you'll be embarrassed. So Baldev Prabhu was like chastising Krishna. And Krishna was listening, and then he was crying even more and more, and he fell unconscious on the ground. And then this way he lost all consciousness. You see, even he could not breathe. Now tears were not flowing from his eyes anymore because he was weeping so much. Everyone all around was weeping. And then Brahmaji him came, he brought Vishwakarma there, and he made Navrindavan. But did Krishna become happy by this? He made this, he even appeared as Krishna. He even appeared as a coward boy in Navrindavan, but still was he happy? No. Because in Dwarka, Krishna is all alone. And Braj, there are millions of Rajavasis. And then they're all remembering Krishna together. Then you can imagine Krishna suffering so much in separation. And if Krishna is only remembering Rajavasis, he is all alone by himself. But when all the Rajavasis are remembering Krishna, then you can see the condition of Krishna. They cannot take him out from his heart, from their hearts, even for one moment. Krishna is always in their hearts. So Krishna became very shy. How can I show my face to the Rajavasis? How can I meet them? No one will believe me. Even if I go there, they'll say, oh, he's very clever. Like he gives darshan for a moment in dream and he goes away. And he runs away. No one has any faith that Krishna is mine, Krishna is ours, he'll stay here. So Krishna, he was very anxious. Even if I go there, I can't make them happy. Because there are 16,100 queens and every queen has 10 sons, 1 daughter. And they have many grandsons and granddaughters. There are 56 crore Yaduvanshis. So will Krishna leave all of them and come and stay in Braj? Will he go cowherding in Braj? Will he meet with all the Sakhas there? Will he stay in Nanda Baba's lap and will he eat? Will he... There he's always so restless for this love of Nanda and Yashoda. But here in Dwarka, he can do the same thing. So Krishna is saying, how can I go to Braj and please them? So when Baldev Prabhu heard Krishna's words, then Krishna was saying, now you go and tell all the Rajasis I'm coming. They will not believe me. Baldev Prabhu said, I will not go. I don't believe in you. You say one thing and you say another thing. Saying you go and I'm coming. And then Baldev Prabhu told Krishna, just see, why can't you go to Vraj and come back? You're a hypocrite. Rather, after I told you about the separation of Rajavasi, you're only peeping, but you're not going there. Then Subhadra said, oh brother, you go. I'll go there and I'll tell, I'll make everyone happy that my brother is coming, Krishna is coming, and I'll bring him immediately. And Dau will also go, Baldev. So at that time, this in Braj they sent this news that Krishna is coming and Baldev Subhadra are also coming. So at that time, Nanda Baba, he said, he told the Sakhas, and he told everyone, go. Krishna, before he comes to Vraj, now he is the king of kings, is the Arkadish. Now he will not walk bare feet anymore without any shoes. He has this Narayani Sena. He has this Sudharma Sabha. And he has this golden chariot. And we are just covered people of Vraj. We are only always traveling in Polakats. We live under trees. They say, you nicely decorate this, decorate three chariots. In one chariot, Baldev will come. with all his sevaks. And I heard in another chariot, they have one daughter, Subhadra. She is coming. Some Rishi Maharshi says that when Vasudev took my daughter away, then this daughter, she flew into the sky. And she went to Dwarka and again she was born as his daughter. So let me see my daughter as well. And Baldev, he is born here in Braj, on my lap. So they're bringing Krishna. So they shall go and decorate these three chariots. You see, there's one cart which has four wheels, and there's one cart which has two wheels. The cart which has four wheels, that is drawn by big bulls, big oxen. They pull this big chariot with four wheels. So decorate this chariot very nicely so that they'll not feel any heat. Because in their childhood there were boys, but now he's the king of kings. So now he cannot tolerate this heat. Or else he will not come. No, or else he'll be insulted there. At the time this heat used to cool him. But now this heat will burn him. I heard his body is like a flower, like butter. Soft and delicate like butter. By that time, when he was staying in Braj, that time he could even shake this Himalayan mountain. He was very strong. Now he's become very sensitive. So Nanda, he told all the Rajvasis, receive him very nicely. So they took very nice sandalwood trees and they decorated this chariot. Like you see, even now one chariot has 16 wheels, one has 24 wheels, one has 20 wheels. They make very big chariots, you know. And now he'll come to Braj's border and then he'll sit on the chariot. So therefore, Baladev Prabhu, when he sent word, when he sent news, then the Vrajvasis decorated Vrindavan very nicely. And Nanda Bhavan, Vishwanapur, and all these, all of Braj became very nice and green because Subhadra never speaks lies. And Dao, he promised to the Rajvasi, I'll bring Krishna. Without Krishna, I will not return. So now that Krishna is returning, surely he'll come now. Because now he stayed in Dwarka for many days. Now he has many sons, grandsons. Now he has no worries. So he can come before he had many responsibilities. So now he'll come to Braj now. At that time, all the Rajvasis decorated the chariots very nicely. And they came all the way to the border of Braj. Before they went to Kurukshetra, at the time Krishna had also told them. And the Nanda, he stayed there for 3 months and he said, without Krishna, I'll not return to Braj. I'm taking him back with me. At the time Krishna, he said, that I'll just leave them in Dwarka and I'll come with you. Stay with you forever in Braj. Then he heard he's coming. And this Braj became full of so much happiness. And then loss. And decorating, they came to this border of Braj. And there they saw Baladev Prabhu, he came there. And Baladev Prabhu, when he saw how everyone had come to receive him, became so surprised. The Rajas is waiting to receive me. Because I'm their son. My mother, father, my Gurujan. And the Vrajvasis, just see their heart. So soft. So generous. They respect everyone so nicely. They worship everyone. Glorify everyone and serve everyone so nicely. Where there's no tendency to serve, their hearts are very dry. So Baladev Prabhu, he saw. These chariots have been decorated by flowers, creepers, like a kunja. Even because they're always surrounded by gold, jewels, he, they were not so happy. How can they have this, you see these jewels and gold, how can it give any priti, love? But this, but you see how they regard chariots, like even more beautiful than Kunjakutirs. The chariot is actually their heart, their life. Balde Prabhu, he is received by all the Sakhas, they received him. They started playing on many instruments. Mridang, Kahar, Vansi. They started dancing so nicely. And Mahaprabhu says, Seetu Paranath Paino. Oh, I receive my Paranath now. And the gopis, they were looking. Subhadra is coming. And her chariot was also very nicely decorated. Not any less than Baldev's. There's one chariot called Nandigosh Dev Dalan. And there's one chariot is called Talatvaj. Three chariots. So in this Nandigosh is like the chariot of Nanda Baba. And Krishna is seeing this chariot. So how can I sit on this chariot? So nice, so beautiful. How can I sit in this chariot? So then, even now when they take Jagannath on the chariot, how do they carry him on their shoulders? So they say they carried Krishna on their shoulders and they made him sit on the chariot. Even now you see they play their so many instruments and they make Jagannath sit on the chariot. Everywhere there's kirtan going on. This is not Dwarka Leela. This is Braj Leela. The Rajavasis, they know how this festival of Rasa is celebrated. And seeing this, Krishna became so surprised. Balde Prabhu, he could not even imagine that they'll receive him so nicely. And Uddhava also came there. And now you just see how the servant Braj. You see, even like cows, calves, peacocks, they all came there, deer, to receive Krishna. And seeing this, seeing Balde Prabhu with all the sakhas, they came there and they saw. Just see how Braj is so nice. It's even more glorious. Before we see that before Braj had become so dry in separation from Krishna. Now that Krishna returned, then everyone was happy. Balde Prabhu, he was touching everyone's feet. And Subhadra was touching everyone's feet. And as soon as Krishna got up on the chariot, then he was no longer the Kadish. He was Manmohan. He was Madan Mohan. No, he was like Madan Gopal. No, he did not appear like Dwarkadish. No, he was like Brajendranandan. He wore a turban on his head. He is not our Nandakishore. Then he was sitting on the chariot and he was coming. While going, he went to Akrura. Akrura, they said, he's not Akrura, it's cruel, very cruel. What did he do? He's created so much viras. And now, as soon as he was sitting on the chariot, he saw that this rath was decorated so nicely. And therefore Mahaprabhu, he said, after this Gundicha Mandir was cleansed, Prataputta Maharaj, he decorated the chariot so nicely. With flags, kirtaniyas. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu became so happy. So Radharani, she was seeing everything. You just see how Krishna is entering into Raj. Now this Rajotsav is going to begin, this festival of Braj. So Mahaprabhu says that one has darshan of Ratyatra and one seats Bhagwan in his heart. And if one tries to bring Bhagwan to Braj, and if one has this mood, this mood just arises in his heart, then surely he'll achieve greatest form of auspiciousness. Krishna is always sitting in a chariot and he's saying, who is going to come with me to Braj? In this Rath Yatra Prasang, Krishna is giving this Braj Seva Adhikar to everyone. So Mahaprabhu, he what did he do? He made these forms come alive. These moods come alive. These moods were very hidden before. But then he gave life to them. Manifested these moods by his own kirtan. Like you see this Vachi Kalokdan and because by his eyes and by his words, by his kirtan, and what did he do? And by his darshan, and this way this flow, this deluge of prem came there and everyone immersed, drowned in this ocean of prem. Hello Gaura Nasinati Kadambini Oye. Sela Gaura Deshe Prema Vrishti Diye. Hello Shabda Vailo Shri Adaita Chandra. Prem Ras Jaladhara. There is Mahavro. In this Rath Yatra, he gave everything. And only one thing. Saito Paranatha Paini. Chala Gai Madanda Ne Jure Gaini. And saying Jajagaga, Jajagaga, and fall unconscious. And this way, he's shivering everyone with the tears of his eyes. So therefore, this Rath Yatra Prasang is very beneficial for Braj Bhakti. Most beneficial. In Navadvipam, he only manifested in this Srivasangan. But outside Srivasangan, no one knew what kind of leelas he was doing. When Rath Yatra, not just Gaudiya Vaidya, even the devatas, everyone, every living entity who came there, they seeing this Bhavza Mahaprabhu, they drowned in this rasa. So therefore, there's so much speciality of this Rath Yatra Prasang. Now listen tomorrow. Now this Hera Panchami coming. So many bhaktas will come there, I've heard. 400-500 devotees will come. So then they'll have their program on Hera Panchami. So put nice carpets here, decorate the place nicely. Many sadhus will come. Panchami, they'll come. So we'll listen all these moods of devotion gradually that a Guru Varga have given. Hera Panchami doesn't mean all Lakshmi Vijay, Lakshmi Devi's victory is there. This is the glories of Raj Devi's. As we listen all these leelas. Hari Hari Bol.